You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Steven Spielberg's immensely successful Jurassic Park movies have got us all used to seeing giant reptilian predators stalking across the screen, thanks to the miracles of CGI. But when researchers in Western Argentina discovered the remains of a pterosaur from the end of the Cretaceous period, 86 million years ago, they realized they had found the bones of a truly fearsome creature. Leonardo Ortiz David is the leader of the research project. He says they didn't have to look far for the right name.
We are in front of a new species of pterosaurs. Why? It's because many of the features we saw were new. They hadn't been registered for any other pterosaurs anywhere in the world. That's when we came up with the name for this genre and a new name for this species. We chose the Thanatostracan genre, which comprises the two terms Thanatos, meaning death, and Draken, meaning dragon. We thought it suited it, since we are talking about a gigantic flying predator. So, he is the dragon of death.
According to the researchers, the Thanatostracan is notable for the size of its bones, which show that it's a giant specimen and is the largest pterosaur in South America and one of the largest in the world. It had a wingspan of 9 meters. That's about the length of a traditional London double-decker bus. Dr. David says that pterosaurs were the first vertebrates to acquire the capacity for active flight long before birds, as these hadn't appeared when this species of reptile was already flying, hunting, eating, and reproducing.
So, pterosaurs opened two ways to understand fauna from old times. On the one hand, we can take that there were astonishing animals. We don't have any up-to-date register of any close relative to this species, not even one with a body modification akin to these beasts.
Michael Habib is a researcher in biomechanics at Chatham University in Pittsburgh in the United States. He told NPR that pterosaurs would have been an incredible thing to see in flight.
Would have been a very bizarre animal to see fly above you. This kind of strange amalgamation of a classic modern reptile, bird, giraffe, and bat, basically kind of all squeezed into one. Very, very unique animal.
Michael Habib says analyzing the anatomy of other pterosaur fossils has given them an idea of what an incredible creature it was. He says their hollow bones, strong wing muscles, and a powerful launch mechanism all point to an animal that was literally built to fly. And his research leads him to believe they could fly at up to 125 kilometers an hour for 7 to 10 days without a break at altitudes of 15,000 feet.
I think we can conclude quite confidently that they had the ability, whether they did it or not, they had the ability to go very far. That doesn't mean necessarily that they did. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's a specific number, just that it would be long enough to, say, cross an ocean.
Bernardo González-Riga, the co-author of the research into the Argentina fossil, says the Thanatostracon fossil bones were found in outcrops that predate the formation of the Andes themselves.
The Thanatostracon specimens were found in Cretaceous-era sedimentary rocks. In other words, they come from the Mesozoic era. Materials were preserved in silty argillite rocks, made up of clay minerals. They were probably formed in flats flooded by the river systems close to that period's river courses. We are talking about 86 million years ago, when the Andean mountain chain had not risen yet.
Pterosaur fossils are extremely rare, and this new discovery sheds more light on one of the most mysterious and terrifying denizens of the dinosaur era. Alan Lee, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.